Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Country baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Happy anniversary, baby. Eva Rosenberg, 15 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Happy anniversary, Eva.
Well, thank you. See, and even my husband doesn't remember.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, this is her 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She was one of the brave early souls to join me on the show, and for some reason, you know, like all these other Brain Trust members, she obviously doesn't have a life, or she wouldn't be keep coming back and spending time with me all the time.
Or just because I like it.
Well, that's right. You love the pain. But seriously, I know why you do it, because you care so darn much about America's small businesses. And that's the reason why our Brain Trust members are so dedicated to what we do. And we appreciate them very much. And Eva, we appreciate you very much for all that you've done, all the great information you've provided us. She is the Tax Mama, folks. TaxMama.com. Check that out. The author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And she's just one of the great wealths of information and wisdom about tax planning and all things to do with your taxes, and including your relationship with the IRS, including things like how to maximize the benefits of your self-directed IRA, right, Eva?
Oh yeah.
What about the real estate angle on that?
This is interesting. I just wrote an article for MarketWatch last week, and the reaction to it was absolutely bizarre. Some of the people who comment over there are just in outer space. But you've got to understand, whenever you write for something like Dow Jones, you really have to make sure you get your statistics and your facts and your projections absolutely correct. There has to be some foundation. So if I'm using a growth rate, it's because I've looked up the average growth rates in the country and, you know, silly little things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the article I talk about buying something, a piece of real estate for about $100,000 and then selling it a mere 20 years later, right, for $400,000. Mm-hmm. And, you know, definitely based on real data.
Right.
Which, you know, is no big deal. So how do you go about doing this? You can put it in your IRA. You really need to have enough
money. Okay, let's back up a second. Let's say I want to buy a piece of commercial. I want to buy an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs $500,000 to buy. Or say $250,000 to buy this quadplex.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take the money out of my IRA and buy that?
Well, you can take it out of your IRA, but you in your IRA.
That's what I meant. Can I use that money? If I cash out of stock and the money's laying there in the IRA in cash, can I pay for the real estate from that cash and leave that real estate in the IRA?
You have to have what's called a self-directed IRA.
Uh-huh.
And so that means you've got to find an organization that does that kind of thing.
So a regular IRA, just going and opening an IRA with Fidelity.
With Schwab or something. No, that's
not a self-directed IRA, right? Can I convert those IRAs into self-directed?
Yes, you can move that money.
Okay.
So first you need to find somebody who runs that kind of IRA program.
Right. Okay.
Then they need to approve your investment and make sure that it has some degree of solidity.
Right.
And then once you buy this, you really need to make sure you reserve enough money so that anytime there's a shortage in cash flow, you have the money inside the IRA to cover it.
Because you can't take it from your own income and fund it, can you?
You can't.
You can't even make it a loan. You can't even make a loan to the investment.
You know, that's a good question, and I asked Mark Luscombe at CCH, and he researched that, and he said basically, if there is a lot of equity, and there has to be enough equity in the property
to collateralize the loan.
Yeah, to collateralize the loan adequately, you could do that.
Okay, all right.
But
you got to go ahead.
But what you can do is put it into like a solo 401k mm-hmm. or a SEP IRA that allows you to put a large percentage of your business profits mm-hmm. in as an annual contribution to fund the shortfall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another problem, though. If you get a mortgage when you buy it,
mm-hmm.
part of your profits, if you have profits, are going to be taxable because of that mortgage.
Because you've used leverage. You've used that's leverage
right.
to acquire it. Yeah, just like that's an old provision. So okay, what if it's a $500,000 piece of property, and I have $250,000 in my IRA, and I want to mortgage half of it? Can I do that?
You can, and usually when you go through all of this, you end up with a loss. You're not going to get depreciation
right.
deductions.
The early years, you're going to, 1 or 2, 3, maybe 1 to 5 years, you're going to have losses.
Right.
Till the rents catch up with your capitalization.
There you go. So, but you need to watch it. You need to plan it in advance to avoid the unrelated business tax income.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. There are pitfalls. And sometimes it's better off not going through the IRA at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're just flat out better going ahead and buying a property.
But you know,
outside.
if you're sitting there with a lot of cash in your IRA and you just don't trust the stock market, which people would be completely justified in my opinion.
This is a great idea.
Then maybe you'd rather do that, or maybe you've got you don't take all of your money, you take part of your money and make a down payment on that real estate.
Now, bear in mind, this is expensive. This
yeah.
is expensive to do.
Yeah.
It's only worthwhile if you're going to do it with a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you can put it into a Roth, all of that's going to be tax-free
mm-hmm.
when you take it out.
Because you put money into a Roth after tax.
That's right.
Yeah. TaxMama.com, folks. Now you know why we call her the Tax Mama. She knows her stuff. Tintil, very interesting discussion on real estate and IRAs, right? Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.